Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P Diddy. It's Diddy Gump.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, I swear to God, La Nina hasn't gone anywhere.
I know. I thought, because I actually read this thing like 2 weeks ago when we had that long string of like hot weather.
Yeah.
I was like, it actually talked about it being gone.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's gone for good. And people were celebrating. Where are you celebrating now?
People were out there like chopping up their umbrellas and everything. And they regret that now.
Yeah, exactly.
It is back.
It's just ridiculous. So many road closures right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Make sure
you
everywhere.
Check, if you want all the up-to-date info, you can check our Facebook page, all of the road closures there. Obviously, as Jess was just saying, the Hunter line is shut in both directions due to flooding.
Sure is.
On the tracks, their buses are replacing trains. Keep that in mind if you're commuting today, but, oh.
God, it's been full on the whole weekend with the rain.
Look, I know all the flooding is annoying, however... Yeah. My hair is so frizzy today.
Keep that in mind.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. Just mud on everything as well. Like I was out on a farm on Sunday.
Oh, the worst.
Muddy.
Well, your parents normally get flooded in, don't they?
Yeah,
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah. Like, but once again, mud, like bog and everything everywhere. They're like, we're bogged in this time. Oh. We're not really flooded in. We can get across the bridges, but it's just too muddy everywhere.
Yeah, it's just... Too much. Yeah. Too much effort. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
And your skateboarding thing didn't really go ahead this weekend, did it?
Well, it was a bit wet and
So the competition was off and you couldn't get
Tony Hawk was very disappointed that he couldn't battle you.
Exactly.
Well, what can I say?
Yeah. Next time. Save it for next time.
Exactly. Just giving him more time to practice to come up against you.
That's right.
That's it. That is well known.
First of five, catch up with Jess in minutes.
The Novos. For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
All right, so Jess, first up, of course, with all the rain and stuff flooding, there's road closures, right?
Yes, so there's plenty of road closures right across the Hunter Valley this morning in Maitland, in Newcastle, after all the rain we had yesterday, and it could get worse today. Some major roads that are shut in both directions, North Rothbury, Wine Country Drive between Tucker's Lane and McDonald's Road is closed. If you're heading up to the mines, well, don't go on the Golden Highway at Whittingham. It is closed in both directions. At the New England Highway as well. And lots of little roads, lots of back roads are closed. Melville Ford, for example, at Maitland, which floods every 5 seconds. Yeah. But all those little back roads, have a check of live traffic. Just suss it out before you decide to go driving down
them. That's a great tip.
You can have a look at our Facebook page as well. A lot of the updates are on there, I believe,
as
well.
Yes.
And we've had some more infested bee hives around the Hunter,
So the varroa mite is still causing all sorts of problems in the Hunter. There's now 16 premises that are confirmed to have this varroa mite infiltrating the hives. So the eradication zone that the Department of Primary Industries has been putting out has now been extended to the Port Stephens Peninsula over the weekend. There were some properties at Tanilba Bay, at Saltash, that had the varroa mite detected over the weekend. Because of all the rain and the flooding, the DPI has put out an exemption to move your beehives to higher ground if you need to.
Okay.
As a part of this bid to try and get rid of it, the DPI has told anyone who has beehives to not move them, to not touch them unless you're actually just checking for varroa mite. But because of all the flooding, you know, if you can move it to higher ground, you are allowed to.
I was reading as well that once you move them, though, you can't move them back.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to put it up the hill on your own property or something.
Feeling
all right.
Feeling really bad for the beehive owners at the moment. First the mite and now the floods. Having a good time.
Oh, and the varroa mite looks like it's just going to keep getting worse. So, you know, it could be years before,
this under control.
Yeah, exactly.
All started from one little mite coming into the port of Newcastle, and look what happens.
That's it.
That's crazy how it can affect everything so much.
Yeah. Does it not affect the native bees?
It doesn't seem to, no. So it just seems to hitch a ride with all of the honeybees.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as.
there's one thing that I need help with, Crevo, it's my dating life, because let's face it, it's a mess.
Well, you've been meeting a few different people.
Yeah, I've been trying to.
Since you've split up with your fiancé.
Yeah, so I've been single for about 3 months now.
Yeah.
Roughly.
You know, you're on the dating apps looking at different things. Mm. Different fellas, meeting a few here and there.
Here and there. And then I came across this TikTok over the weekend of dating coach Paulina. And basically, she's put the definitive list together of the things if you were trying to attract, like, this is for women in particular.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're trying to attract someone, the things that cheapen your appearance. And when, you know, your chosen person might look at you and go, oh, well, that's unfortunate. So I'm going to go through the list next.
Oh, this is interesting because it's coming from a woman, an expert in the field.
Yeah, a dating coach, an actual dating coach. We'll get into the details. The Novos. And I need all the help I can get when it comes to my dating life at the moment.
So, yeah, you saw this coach, dating coach online. Yeah. You went, oh, this could be perfect.
She could help me out. She could hustle me up a new man or something like that. Well, her name on TikTok is datingcoach.paulina.
Very official.
She's not verified or anything like that.
Right.
But she was going through the list of things that, in particular for women, cheapen their appearance when it comes to attracting someone.
Now, when you say cheapen, does that mean that means, like, makes them just look, I don't know, less attractive?
And, like, it looks like they... Well, what she's trying to say is, like, don't have a lot of money and all that kind of stuff. And
okay.
I'm like, well, maybe I need to look into this because I wouldn't surprise me if I've got a couple of these. Turns out I do.
Oh, dear.
So, the first one is apparently outgrown roots on your hair. So, if you've got, like, obviously been to the salon to get your colours done.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, I'm really lucky in the aspect I've got a balayage done. So, you can't really tell that much. But, like, the top of my hair is, like, a dark brown, then it goes into blonde. But I've got it naturally done, so
That's on
purpose, and I've got it done in a way so I don't have to go to the hairdresser that often.
Yeah. So the one you want to avoid is where you're, like, all dyed one colour,
yeah.
But then just the roots is poking out.
Exactly.
And they look a different colour. It looks no good.
That's what she's saying cheapens your appearance. Number two, a tacky manicure. Now, this is the thing. I don't get manicures. I bite my nails so short that you can't even see. So I reckon...
counts?
You know what? I think I'm worse than a tacky manicure because I don't actually have any fingernails.
Do you ever paint your nails?
I don't. There's no point because my nails are so short.
Right.
Like, and not to mention the fumes will affect the birds at home and I can't do that.
You have to do it outside on the porch.
And I'm not doing that. Number three, hair tie on your wrist. I do this all the time. I don't have one on my wrist at the moment because it's in my hair. But if you wear a hair tie on your wrist, apparently it cheapens your appearance.
Oh, now, as a guy, that's absurd.
You're not looking about that, are you?
Not the hair tie. Okay, if your hair doesn't look good or something, sure. Mm. Your nails don't look good, maybe. If you're wearing a hair tie, that's just a thing of convenience, isn't it?
Thank you.
Okay, that is...
I don't agree with it, but I do it all the time. So maybe... If I go to the pub or something, don't have a hair tie on your wrist.
Maybe at the pub.
All right, number four, makeup that doesn't match your skin tone. 100% agree with this because it just sounds like you bought the wrong one. You didn't go back. I've been known for it in the past, but I've...
Is that where you can see at the neckline?
Yeah.
It's different?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that looks a bit crap.
Cameron Diaz has been known for it a couple of times, actually,
believe it or not. Yeah, right, okay. I'll be Googling that later.
The final one is unfortunate for me because it is me all over. Split and dry ends on your hair. Mine are the worst. I haven't been to the hairdresser, Crevo, in a year.
See, now I always, like, find this hard to understand when people go, like, oh, it's the hair looks dead at the end or something. Hair is dead as soon as it exits your head.
Exactly.
That's why when you cut it, it doesn't hurt.
That's true.
Like, otherwise,
it would
hurt.
But my hair, like, I haven't gone to the hairdresser in a year. I was meant to get all my split ends and everything cut off because with the weight loss surgery, I actually lost a lot of hair.
Right.
Like, I probably lost maybe a third. So now when it's, like, up in a ponytail, you can really tell it's, like, crunchy. Like, if I do... You can't really hear it, but sometimes you can hear it. It's actually crunchy.
It gets, like, dry and hard?
Really dry and hard. And my hair's naturally like that anyway. It's very frizzy and very curly. But, three out of five things, according to dating coach Paulina,
You got to give yourself a glow-up, Meg.
I can't afford a glow-up,
fair enough.
I want to go to the hairdresser. I would love to get some fake nails, but it's the upkeep... I'm just lazy.
Yeah, right.
I can't be bothered with the upkeep.
I was going to say, is that more the laziness?
But
than
also, I can't deal with fake nails. I've worn fake nails multiple times. I can't deal.
They just come off.
No. I just can't. I can't use them. I can't use my hands.
Like
with
Cardi
fake nails.
B's like, bigger,
yeah, with the Cardi B.
Massive nails.
Exactly.
Very funny. Hey, Meg, up next, you know how I love to look through, like, Facebook Marketplace and stuff, trying to find deals and, you know, just always on the hunt.
See, people scroll YouTube or TikTok.
Yeah.
Crevo scrolls Marketplace.
I'm on Marketplace all the time. I've come across a local scam based in West Walls End.
Ooh.
So I'm going to fill you in on the details of this. Something to watch out for this morning.
All right, we'll get the details next.
The Novos.
You know how we've been talking about scams on Facebook Marketplace?
You can pick them from a mile away.
This one takes the cake, though, and a local one as well. West Walls End is the location. However, I think that might be a fake profile. This is one to be aware of because basically, they've put up this photo of a number of different... they look like a hybrid between an electric scooter and a motorcycle sidecar. So it's
okay.
Like a trike, a three-wheeled vehicle.
Yep.
All electric. They're saying 60 volts, which is the right voltage for this sort of vehicle. However, that is where things start to get a little bit suspicious because they're saying the price is $149. Now, anyone who's bought an electric scooter knows more than that. But here's the description. Yes, the pictures and prices in the ad are real, only available in our online discount stores with this limited time coupon code.
Oh, okay.
Only the last five are left, free domestic shipping, real-time logistics, and information tracking will be delivered within 1 to 2 days and is fully refundable within 30 days. Now, the pictures of these things look amazing, very cool,
yeah.
Right? Scooter type thing. You can take your mate in the sidecar, although it would be a little bit tragic, I think, for an adult to be in there.
Maybe.
Now, I've looked at these online because it is a real vehicle that's been made.
Because, like, you have to register it and everything.
Well,
I assume.
You would think so. The cheapest I could find comes from, do you know what Alibaba is?
Alibaba. Yeah,
which is like the sort of eBay of China,
yep.
But like a bit dodgy.
Mm.
The cheapest I could find was $1,200. So if you think you're getting one for $149 pickup at West Walls End, you are fantasizing.
Now, let's just put it out there for argument's sake.
Yes.
Number plates, which this would have to have,
mm.
set you back at least $50 on their own.
Yep.
From the RTA or RMS or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and then it's got an engine.
Yeah.
Like, mate, you're not getting it for $149.
Plus the electric motor. It's an electric motor and all of, like, the batteries and the fiberglass work to make the body. People, if they get tricked by this, I don't want to say that you deserve to be parted with your money.
Mm.
But wake up. If you think that this is real, wake up
to
yourself.
That's the thing. Because if there's something that you really want, you do research on how much it should be.
You should.
You should do your research. You're buying a vehicle, for Christ's sake.
It's not $149.
It's not $149.
Be alert. Many scams out there. Just saying.
Be smart.
Exactly.
Crevo will tell you when it's a scam.
Advice is available.
Exactly. Hit him up on his inbox, actually, if you need any advice.
The Novos.
They're local ads.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
All right, if you're on the roads this morning, make sure your lights are on.
Yes.
Slow down, my friends.
Water, like, running across the road, like, on Industrial Drive, it's
like
weeping out of the hills in this sort of cascade across the road.
It's not just Industrial Drive area.
It's right across
Newcastle and the Hunter. Hey, there's a bunch of local road closures in place at the moment due to flooding, so you can check all the details on that. You can do live traffic, or even better, just go to the New FM Facebook page. All the updates are there.
It's that easy.
Yeah. What's easier is to win yourself a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown. We are playing Lads versus Lasses in minutes. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game at Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli available daily. Just answer a couple of questions aimed at the opposite sex. Get the most right. You win the voucher. The scores are tied, which I love. 51 versus 51. If you want to play, we're going to do it next, Crevo. 13:10:09.
Yeah, we need one guy and one girl. Come on, let's make this happen. Guys, we've got to win this today.
Kick the week off a winner.
Yeah.
The Novos.
It is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game, and the scores have heated up because we are tied. 51 all.
Yeah, that's right. It's getting exciting. Come on, guys. We need an absolute stunner of a bloke to smash it out of the park today.
Yeah, you're playing for a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown Akatara Home Centre. Just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites available from the deli daily.
Yeah, that's right. Let's meet our last first of all, though. It's Sharon from Cameron Park. She's a care worker. Says the roads are a nightmare with all the water around. Oh, everyone's feeling it this morning. Sharon, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's yourself? Very well, thanks. Let's get into your questions. Number one, here we go. How many standard flavours of Big M are available?
Big M?
Mm, you know the chalky milk? All the tradies on the work sites are always drinking it.
Four.
Oh, close to six. All right, next one. Number two. Does the blade on a jigsaw go up and down, or does it spin around?
Spin around.
No, it's up and down.
Oh, Shaz.
Okay, number three. Let's see if you can get one on the board here. Do you need a license to ride a jet ski in Australia?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Well done. One on the board.
Well done. One on the board. That's what we'd like to see. Let's go to Barry from Sydney, but is in Muswellbrook. He's a driller working away for the fortnight. Says being away from the missus is pretty sweet. Barry.
Hey.
Luckily, she's not going to hear you say that from Sydney, is she?
Luckily.
All right, let's get into your questions and get you this voucher, hopefully. All right, question one. What does CC mean in CC cream? You put it on your face.
Condition care.
Good guess. Color correcting. Good guess though. Question two. A Bondi Boost blowout brush combines a hairbrush and which other electrical item?
Turn your radio down too.
A
straightener?
Nah, the hairdryer. All right, you need this to stay in the game. Multiple choice. Miami Glow is a perfume by who? Is it Jennifer Aniston, Cardi B, or Jennifer Lopez?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
You are now tied.
Lads.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, this is the tiebreaker coin toss, Barry. You got to pick heads or tails to win this voucher.
Tails.
Tails. Tails never fails. Oh, Krubo's dropped the coin. What is it?
It's heads.
Ah. Oh,
damn it. Sharon,
you got yourself the voucher, babe.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Well done. Coffee for you. Love it.
Maybe a delicious breakfast, sort of thing.
Gamble and Brown, you're not saying no to that.
No, absolutely we are not. Hey, up next, speaking of food, we want to talk about our food drive, the Novos food drive that we are doing. A bit more of a chat about it up next because we're really trying to help as many people around our community as possible. No one should go hungry.
No, especially not now as well. No. Winter, warm feed in your belly, it's a good time.
The Novos.
Meg, you wanted to set up this food drive or reset it, I guess, because it's something we really care about.
Yeah.
To help more people around the Hunter make sure they've got enough food and things to eat.
Exactly. This came about a couple of weeks ago when I went to the food pantry, the free one at Hamilton Station, and it was empty. There was like nothing in there, and I was genuinely heartbroken. At the same time, I didn't know whether people just weren't using it or maybe it was being overused, but like people really needed it. And I spoke to a couple of people who do fill it up on a regular basis. They've gone, it just goes empty every time we put stuff in.
And we've experienced that before and we've done this before. There's a lot of people in the community that need this help. In fact, around Newcastle and the Hunter, it's about one in six who will experience some food insecurity over a year. So what that means is they run out of food at some point during the year and they can't afford to buy more.
Which is bloody heartbreaking. And I know everything is so hard at the moment. Fuel, rent, food in general is just going up. I think a broccoli the other day was $10 a kilo.
Yeah. Now, like, that's a figure that one in six of, like, over, you know, the last few years. I can only imagine it's a lot worse right now.
Oh, 100%.
Because, like you said, the prices of everything has just skyrocketed.
Mm.
And there's a lot of, you know, people are anxious about that.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do here is to help as many Novocastrians as possible.
The ones who really need it right now.
So we've got a drop-off point here at the New FM Studios at Sandgate. Just put New FM Studios into Google Maps.
It'll come straight up.
Yeah, and during business hours, you can drop your food off or sanitary items as well, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all that stuff that you might need. And we'll take it out to all of the different pantries that are around the area. And there is more than we realise. There's a whole list.
Right? There's a whole list. So I put this in a couple of community groups, basically asking, where are these free pantries? Because I knew about one at Hamilton Station, Creeper. Yep. You knew one at Stockton. We spoke to Priscilla last week from Pantry for the People, who wanted to give hers a little bit of a plug there. But there's plenty around Newcastle and the Hunter that we want to try and stock them all up.
That's right. So we'll be at some point going out to these ones at Wickham Park, Hamilton South, Newcastle West, and of course the Stockton and Hamilton ones that we've talked about.
Now, we put this out there on Friday as well because there's lots that are very Newcastle-centric.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure if there are any around like your Maitland, your Cessnock, Raymond Terrace, Port Stephens, all that kind of stuff. If you do know of any food pantries in those areas, we want to stock them up too.
Yeah.
We're not keeping this just for Newcastle.
No, this is for the whole region.
Yeah.
So please drop your donations off, any kinds of like tin food, things that last a long time, easy to eat, snacks, etc. here at New FM, and we'll go distribute it for you.
Yeah.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol, and what do they do? Jager bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
Now, I came across this story over the weekend, Crevo. Very interesting. We know about mobile speed cameras in the back of, like, those police cars.
Yeah, well, sometimes they're just a regular car.
Well, that too. And then discovered these. They're being used in Sydney right now. They are surveillance cars for parking offences. Really strange. So basically what happens is these cars, they scan the number plates of the cars that are parked in a street.
Yeah, okay.
And then they can time it to see how long someone's been parked there for. If they've exceeded, like, the hour parking limit, for example, boom, fine being issued.
Really? So it's basically like a mobile speed camera, but for parking.
Yeah, see, for parking offences, yeah.
They'll just do laps and laps of certain blocks.
Yep.
And just keep catching people.
What a waste of fuel, first of all.
Oh, wow. I mean, that, to me, I don't know, something about that feels wrong.
Now, this is in Sydney at the moment. Mm. Highly likely, if it's going to be making them a lot of money, wouldn't be surprised if they bring this to Newcastle.
It's only a matter of time, isn't it?
Right or wrong, 13109, mobile parking cameras. Are you for them? Are you against them?
Where do you sit on this?
See, part of me, see, when I drive into town, for example, it's so hard to get a park. If these were here, people might adhere to the one-hour parking limits. I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing.
So you're saying that we should be getting these here?
I wouldn't argue if they came to Newcastle just to help the parking situation.
To me, it just stinks of revenue raising.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about it that I don't like. As much as I don't like a parking warden, I know they're only doing their job or whatever.
Love a meter maid though in the Gold Coast, right?
Yeah, but this feels somehow more insidious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I don't like it.
All right. Right or wrong, mobile parking cameras, if they came to Newcastle, every caller who gets to air today goes in the draw for a double pass to the Knights versus Bunnies this Friday night at McDonald Jones Stadium. Get involved. 13 10 09. We're asking on 13 10 09, right or wrong, mobile parking, like, surveillance cameras. These are rolling around in Sydney at the moment. Basically, they drive down a street that has parking, what do you call the thing? Parking restrictions.
Yeah, limits. Like your 1 hour, 2 hour signs, that sort of thing. And that way, the idea of these is that they can tell how long you've been there. So they GPS can figure out where you are.
Yeah.
And then obviously the computer can figure out how long you've been there.
Exactly.
And they automatically issue you a fine.
Little bit different compared to the parking inspector with the chalk on the tyre.
Yeah.
A little bit different. So this is in Sydney at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if they bring it to Newcastle. Let's be real.
Oh, because it's already making them so much money because it's like so much more efficient. The car, yeah. The person just has to drive around like their area doing laps. That's it. You know, a predetermined route, basically. And from there, they can generate hundreds of fines.
Yeah.
Well, instantly.
Instantly. That's the weird part. Normally, you've got to get it on your windshield or something like that.
No more ticket on the windshield.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Jade, hello. Hello, Jade.
Good morning, Nana.
Morning. Hey, right or wrong for these mobile parking cameras in Newcastle?
Wrong. It doesn't give you a real fighting chance, does it?
No. So would this stop you from, like, going into town?
Well, look, there's times when you have time. Yeah, you've got to go into town for an appointment. You just don't have that money. It costs a lot of money to park in Newcastle.
Yes, like $4 an hour in some places.
Yeah, and, like, sometimes you try and just, you know, skim by and not pay that.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know why, it just feels like revenue raising. Like, sometimes you might be, say, you go to, I don't know, a cafe, some delicious cafe in Newcastle, get your 1 hour, and suddenly it's an hour and 15, right?
Oh, yeah. But a lot of the time now...
Oh, look at the time, right?
A lot of the time, though, Krebo, it's not ticket anymore. You go onto your phone like Easy Park.
Yeah. Oh, even if you're using the app, though, you're having a nice chat with your mates, having a coffee, enjoying the surf out at Merriweather, and suddenly you're out of time, and you didn't even realise, and... And then you've got a fine. Even 5-10 minutes, if they drive past, they've got you.
At the same time, though, it kind of encourages people to get in, get out of the CBD.
Yeah, but I don't think that's right. I think people should be encouraged to be shopping and doing stuff in the CBD.
Yeah, but at the same time, more people can get in and out rather than people hogging up the car spaces.
Okay, let's check a couple of comments on Facebook before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
Jeanette has said, I don't go anywhere near the CBD if I can avoid it. The parking is crap and I figure I could pay that exorbitant amount elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like use the money for something else.
That's true. Mark said as well, doesn't worry me. I don't park anywhere near the CBD. I think the high costs of rego and insurance and fuel, I refuse to pay to park.
Then we've got Shane, who just totally missed the point and said, if you don't speed, you have nothing to worry about.
Shane, that's not what we're talking about, but thank you for getting involved. Appreciate it.
Mobile speed camera's no good too. Jackson in next with What's the Goss? What's on the way?
Adele's having a bit of a whinge, so I'll tell you what that's about. Also, too, Drake has given us an incredible collaboration that we did not need. And we didn't need it, but we didn't know we needed it, and now we do.
Okay.
I'll play the audio. Oh, you'll be fascinated.
Love this.
Very keen. We'll get into it next.
The Novos. If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the Goss?
I love reality TV.
Yeah, Jackson's here with What's the Goss. We got a Drizzy Drake story. What's happening?
So he's done a concert over in the States, and he's given us a bit of a collaboration. Now, I don't know if you've seen this story floating around.
I haven't yet. No, this is fresh to me.
Well, let me play you some audio. It's not the best because it's just a fan video, but people frothing over this. So he's gone on stage with the Backstreet Boys.
What? Oh, my God.
Is that not the strangest thing you've ever heard, but also to the greatest thing you've ever heard?
I am living for this.
My
reaction just then.
Meg was astonished. She almost fell off her seat.
Holy crap.
Rumours they could be doing an official album together.
Yes, please.
Would you buy it?
You know what? I'm not a big fan of Drake. I never have been.
Really?
However, mix it in with the Backstreet Boys. I'm here for it.
See, the Backstreet Boys are just so old now. They just look pathetic, to be honest, on stage.
Yeah. They look like Drake's grandfather.
Yeah.
It's sinister. How old is Drake these days, though? 35?
I think he's in his mid-30s.
And they're like, what, 70 or so?
Yeah. Oh, 35. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how old are the Backstreet Boys, though?
Nearly in their 50s.
50s, 60s, something like that.
Nah, 50s. 50s. Nick Carter wouldn't be... I don't think Nick Carter would be 50 yet.
It just feels tragic. If you see the footage... Ed looks tragic as well. I mean, it is great to listen to, but Drake, it just feels like very publicity.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think you're right. He's probably bringing out a new album.
Nick Carter's only 42. He's only 7 years older than Drake.
Mm, having had a hard life by the looks of it. Adele, also two out for publicity.
Hi, it's Adele.
She's having a bit of a whinge at the moment, and I don't really get Adele, so she says that she feels that fans felt betrayed when she lost all her weight. I don't know why.
Oh, people need to get off
that. Fans are betrayed because she hasn't done her Vegas shows she promised about 4 years ago.
Well, she's also touched on that. She said that she felt very, very sad because of the intense backlash over the residency postponement. She said it was brutal and unnecessary. So those things combined really just weighed on her heavily. I don't think anyone cared that she lost weight. I thought it was great.
Unfortunately, you've got bigger girls who think she was an advocate for plus size and they get the shits at anyone who loses weight. She did it for her health. Like, calm down.
Exactly. She's got a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
She needs to take care of herself. How ridiculous. But she should have done her shows.
See, I know what it's like because I was, you know, in the plus size community and the amount of people who would just give her shit for it because, like, oh, she was meant to be an advocate for us. I'm like, no, she wasn't actually.
Do you know what I find interesting about celebrities losing weight? And I'm probably going to cop some shit about this, but I'm just going to go out and say it.
Yeah.
So you have, like, Adele and then you have Rebel Wilson who kind of do change when they lose weight because they think that it's so a part of their identity as a celebrity.
Mm.
And then when they lose weight, it's like, oh, well, we don't know. They just go a bit awkward. Like, no one cares and no one's following that. No one's tracking that. But it's like Rebel Wilson, right? It all became about fit, healthy. And then she was like, no one talk about me being the big funny girl.
Yeah, that's a bit weird. That yeah, you're true. Right.
And they just sort of like shut any conversation down around it. And then it's everyone else's problem. It's like, well, no, you haven't changed. Like, your identity continues. We just need to chill.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. 100%.
It's interesting to see how this plays out, for sure.
For sure. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jackson. The Novos. And we are talking on 13709. Did you get hurt at the pub or at the gig? So over the weekend, I went and saw the Angels at the pub. Incredible. First rock gig in a long time. And
you've sustained yourself a neck injury from headbanging, Meg.
I love the idea. It happens a fair bit going to like a rock gig, but my whole body's sore this time. It's not just my neck, it's my chest, my arms, my legs, everything. I can't move.
I remember I went to Big Day Out in about 2012 or something, one of the last few years. Anyway, we got in and it was early in the day and we watched these few people have a go at trying to like enter without tickets, jumping the temporary fence.
Yeah.
And like there was about four or five of them all rushed at it at one go and it was sort of at the back part near some toilets and stuff. So I thought, oh, these guys might actually get in. Two of them got in and absolutely sprinted. The third one was like not as good at climbing, fell back down and was pinned by security.
Oh, no. They tried this. When I was at Good Things a couple of years ago, same deal. People tried to knock the fences down.
Knock them down.
Knock them down.
This wasn't, these guys were just trying to like, just young blokes trying to get into the festival without tickets. They're like, oh, we couldn't, they couldn't probably sold out or something.
Probably
that year.
Sold, $150 though. If you only want to go see one band, it's a lot of money as
it
well.
It is. As well, yeah. So you can be sure that he was like, oh, I'm in pain, because he'd fallen down from the top of the temporary fence.
Like 6 foot, probably.
at least.
Well, the thing is, Big Day Out tends to be the one where people get injured. There was a guy in front of me, and I was in the mosh pit for Mudvayne, which is a really heavy, really heavy, band. And this girl walks in, and she's like, she's in the mosh pit with us, like, yeah, having a great time. The only problem is, and I'm sorry, do not do this if you go to a gig, she was wearing stilettos.
What the hell?
Right? In a mosh pit for a hard rock band. What happens? The stiletto went straight through the guy in front of his foot.
Oh, no. Like blood everywhere.
Blood everywhere. Oh. His mates had to have one on each side to carry him out because he couldn't walk properly, go to the first aid tent. I don't think she realised what she did.
Really? Mate, she was that?
If you're going to wear stilettos, stick to the doof room. Don't go into the mosh pit, babe.
Or stay at the back.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. And also, what are you doing in an outdoor festival in stilettos?
Well, that's what I thought. If you're
absolute
gonna,
madness.
If you want to wear heels to a gig, wear wedges or something like that. Don't do stilettos where you can injure people.
God, terrible.
It's my advice anyway.
Straight through the foot.
You could just, you could, I could feel it. I swear to God, I could feel his pain.
It's like one of those kebabs at Cappadocia, you know, turning around and around on the spit. It's just a metal spike through meat,
mate,
isn't it?
Oh, that poor bugger.
Hey, up next, Meg, we've got to talk about this because Albanese, right now on the road, our Prime Minister.
On the road, he's in a plane. He's everywhere.
Yeah, he's all around Europe at the moment doing his thing. One very embarrassing moment, though, not for him, but for another president that he met.
The Novos.
Now, Meg, Australia's not a member of NATO, but was invited along with New Zealand and a few other countries because of the rising tensions that's happening over in Europe right now.
It's like when we get invited to Eurovision, even though we're not part of Europe.
Exactly. We're just sort of a bit of a tag along.
Yeah.
Some people get invited to parties they're not meant to be at either. It's just sort of how it is, right? Anyway, obviously, you know, we went over there. Albanese is doing his thing, schmoozing with
other the leaders.
Up. Yeah, exactly. And then he gets a chance to meet Justin Trudeau, Canadian, and he's like trying to obviously schmooze with these people.
Yeah.
And to make friends, influence people, if you will, get Australia more on the world stage.
Yeah.
Things, however, got a little bit awkward. This is the actual audio of them meeting for the first time.
Yeah,
have a listen to this.
Anthony Albanese and Justin Trudeau. So he's the Prime Minister of Canada,
Yeah.
All right.
It's a real pleasure to be meeting with a great progressive leader. We're really, really excited to have a friend in Australia. Australia's been a long-time friend.
Mate, could you have stumbled any more?
Very, very awkward. Then later went on to call him Tony.
So, you're a couple of prime ministers behind, Justin.
I know. So awkward. And obviously, you'd feel a bit like if you were Albanese, you'd feel a bit like, I don't know, would your ego be slapped down a little bit?
I don't think so. Like, for me in particular, like, how long have I been on this show for, Crevo? Mm-hmm. A year?
Yeah.
Nearly? I still get called Mel.
Yeah, right.
I know how you feel.
But you would have thought Trudeau would have at least had somebody, like one of his aides, whisper in his ear, you know, oh, you're about to meet Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah. Poor bugger. But the problem, you know what the funny thing is? I watched the video for this.
So awkward.
Justin Trudeau, he's a good-looking rooster. I can't say he's done anything wrong.
You're a big fan.
I'm a fan. Like, it's first of all, Canadian, very polite.
Yeah.
And he's a good-looking man.
See, I find this so relatable, though, because I know you're meant to remember people's full names, but I'm terrible at remembering names.
I don't.
You don't as well?
I will. The only way I can remember someone's name if I just meet them for the first time, and this is a really weird thing, I try and match it to a song.
Wow, okay. That sounds like one of those clever techniques that comes up on a news.com article.
That's the only way I can do it.
Yeah, right. For me, I literally write it down sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt bad at the pub on the weekend. I met a listener and she came up and I forgot her name the first time, but I remembered it the second time. Like, thank goodness for that.
Oh, God.
But, so, Trudy, if you're listening, hey.
Thanks.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as New FM.
I discovered something yesterday, Crevo, while I was in my recovery state after the big gig on the weekend.
Yeah.
I've got this weird habit that I do when I watch TV shows.
Okay.
Right? And I discussed it with a friend of mine, and he's just turned around and gone, you're mad. You're absolutely mad. Now, I want to know if I'm the only one who does this. I'm going to run it by you.
Okay.
Right? And then you're going to tell me if I'm a little bit nuts.
All right.
I'll get into the full details next, but I think possibly I'm probably one of the only people who does this.
Meg's ultra bizarre TV habit.
Yes.
This is what we're getting into.
We'll get into it after.
The Novos.
Now, I need to reveal something to you, Crevo, right now, because I know you're going to think this is a little bit weird. I think I'm possibly one of the only people who does this. So, at the moment, I've got an obsession with Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Nightmares. I've been watching it on YouTube a lot.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's cool, because you've got that YouTube premium, don't you?
Yeah,
so you can watch stuff ad-free.
Ad-free and all that kind of stuff. But the thing is, and I do this a lot, and it's not just with this show, it's with any TV show in general that I watch that I happen to binge watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, between the hours of like 5 p.m. and about 8:30, how many episodes do you think I got through?
I reckon that show's only about 20 minutes.
They're 40 minute episodes.
Okay, so what was it, 3 hours?
Mm.
You should have been 4 or 5 episodes easy.
Two episodes.
How are you, what's going on?
Now,
there?
I think this is a psychological thing going on because what happens is when I'm watching a TV show that I really, really like, I tend to pause it like at least 3 or 4 times throughout the entirety of the episode and just scroll my phone or play a game or go on Instagram, something like that. And I just pause the show.
Isn't that I would say that you're not engaged with the show at all,
but
if
I
that's
am
the
not.
Case. Do you not like this
I
show?
I love the show, but I'm thinking it's got something to do with the fact of if I binge watch it all the way through, I'm not going to have anything else to watch for a while.
Nah, it's weird, Meg. I'm telling you, that's weird. Like, if we're watching some, I don't know, some, like, spy show or something last night on Netflix, obviously great, or
yeah,
I remember the name.
Yeah.
But it was excellent, and your binging means watching one after the other without a gap, and, like, you get engaged. If it's a good show, you're engaged in it,
yeah.
Right? And you're not just pausing it for 20 minutes at a time to go do something else.
It wasn't, like, 20 minutes at a time, maybe 10. I'd get up and I'd get myself a drink, or last night I got up and had a shower halfway through an episode and came back and watched it. 13, 10, and 9, am I the only one who does
yeah,
this, by
definitely.
The way? Because it can't be the case.
No, surely. That is weird TV watching behaviour.
And it's, I think in particular as well, because I'm binge watching stuff that's on YouTube that are actual TV shows, I tend to pause it at the point where there should have naturally been an ad break. As well.
It's weird behaviour, Meg. I'm telling you, you're the only one.
No, I don't think so.
Definitely.
Surely not.
Do we have a caller?
I think we might.
All right, let's see.
We're just waiting for Jackson. Oh, here we go. Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Am I the only one who does this?
No.
All right, tell me, what do you normally binge and how long are your gaps in between, like, sessions?
Well, look, I play Xbox.
Ah.
So I could be there playing an Xbox game as well, and then all of a sudden just stop completely, pause the game, and then scroll Facebook.
There you go. See? Thank you, Matt.
To me,
I told you it's not weird.
No, this is like our generation, I reckon. Absolutely zero attention span.
I have absolutely no attention span whatsoever.
Oh my God,
another
caller.
One. Christy. Hey, Christy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good. Am I the only one who does this, or do you do it as well?
I'm sorry, babe, but you're on your own on this one.
No, but not agreed.
No, it's
walk away. It's so good. You've got to stay and watch it.
It's weird, right, Christy?
I think Crevo hit the nail on the head, though. I have zero attention span. I can't just focus on one thing for too long at a time.
If the show's that good, though, it's got to be that good that you can't walk away.
No, but Meg's number one show of all time is Sex and the City,
right? I do
right?
it during Sex and the City as well.
She's weird.
Yeah.
Totally thanks. Weird, Christy.
Thanks, Christy.
Bit of common sense, finally.
Yeah.
Meg, yesterday was an interesting day. I went out to a place out towards Currumbong.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I was meeting this this guy, real interesting character, just to buy some stuff for the shop,
yeah.
right? I ended up with perhaps the most unusual item I have ever seen.
And you've seen a lot of unusual
I've seen
things.
Some weird stuff, but this one still shocked me. I've got it. It's going to be in the shop. This thing is bizarre. We'll get into it. The tale of the tap dancing frog of Currumbong.
Oh, my God.
The
Novos.
So, Meg, on Sunday, yesterday, I guess it is.
Yeah, losing track of the day. He's creepy.
I know. I met up with this guy who I'd met over a couple of weeks ago. Really interesting guy. Super cool. He wears, he always gets around and looks a bit like Peaky Blinders, you know, with
I have
the
no
little,
idea who
has
that
like
is.
The slouch caps, like the old school kind of suits and stuff, like old England sort of looks like, right?
Have a look at these because I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Peaky Blinders, right? The sort of suits and stuff.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Yeah, anyway, really cool guy. And he goes, come out to my farm if you want to buy some stuff. I've got some unusual things. I'm like, yeah. People tell me they've got, like, cool stuff all the time. But I was heading through that sort of way coming back from Sydney. His place is out near Currumbong.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop in and see what's going on there. So I drive out. It's this sort of farm kind of situation. There's all horses around and all sorts of stuff. We go into this shed and he pulls out. He goes, you want to see something weird and unusual? I was like, yeah, hell yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Exactly. He pulls out. It was like a taxidermy tap dancing cane toad.
What?
So, like, it's a cane toad standing up on its 2 feet.
Like, right? A legit cane toad.
A real cane toad that's been stuffed. And then it's got, like, a little an actual cane, it's in some sort of cabaret performance. And it's got little tap dancing shoes and everything. And then it's on this, like, plinth. So it's a proper
How big is it?
It's probably, like, 25 centimetres tall. It's a massive.
Do you have a photo?
No.
Oh, why didn't you take a photo?
I will bring it in because it is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So, of course, I had to have it for the shop. It's bizarre.
So it's going to be at Crevo's.
Yeah, it will be. Look, the whole situation was really cool. That really nice guy. We had to, like, stomp through the mud because, you know, out at Currumbong, it's, like, wet, even wetter than around, you know, Newcastle. Yeah. It's wet on wet. So stomp through the mud. I'm like, oh, it's late on a Sunday afternoon. Do I really want to be here?
This better be worth it.
Opened up, there's this awesome shed full of all these, like, mantiques and stuff. Yeah. And there, shining like a beacon. It was like a light was coming down from heaven through all the rain yesterday with the tap dancing cane toad. I was like, that is coming home with me.
That's not the only thing you bought, surely.
Of course not. You've got other stuff, but I've never heard of or seen the tap dancing cane toad. Totally one of a kind.
Well, normally you shove everything in the back of the van, right? Did he sit front and center with
it's
you?
A riding shotgun with a little seatbelt. Yep. Of course. It's like that story of the person who was caught driving and they had the case of VB with the seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
Protect your most valuable possessions.
Yes. Most valuable, of course.
When are you ever going to get another tap dancing cane toad?
How much are you going to sell the tap dancing cane toad for?
Might be a not for sale for a month or two.
Oh, you need to just bring people into the shop to see the tap dancing cane toad.
It's one of a kind.
There you go.
It's totally one of a kind. Yeah. The Novos. What did you buy and never use? I think a lot of kitchens have cupboards filled with those appliances that just sit there. Slow cookers, fondue sets, bread makers. My God, bread makers. There'd be so many of those still in the box.
I'm a fiend for using them once and then they never see the light of day
again. Almost as bad. First up is Goatman. Good morning.
G'day, brother.
Hello. What have you bought and never used?
I've got a pair of Thomas Cook boots.
Oh.
They're not cheap, are they?
Oh, I bought them with my pocket money, actually. Oh.
So how long have you had them sitting there for?
Well, probably close to 10 years.
10 years. You never just, like, tempted to bust them out?
Oh, I don't want to put scratches on them.
Oh, okay.
Too fancy.
That's fair enough.
Thanks
for your
call, Goat Man. Who do we have up next?
We are going to Mary. Hey, Mary.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, good. What did you buy that you haven't used yet?
That good old air fryer. It's still sitting in the box.
Hold on.
Meg's obsessed with the air fryer.
I love it. So do you have, like, you've never used it?
No, my kids are like, you've got to get an air fryer, Mum. And I go over to their place, use it, and love it, but haven't got it out of the box.
Oh, you see, now you have to go home and christen that air fryer, Mary. Jeez Louise. The best.
Nice.
Look, can I just say, an air fryer makes the best roast pork ever.
Isn't it just an oven?
It's like, it is, but you don't have to heat up your entire house.
It's quick.
It is.
Quick and easy.
Well, how would you know, Mary? You've never used one.
She's had all the recommendations, Creeper.
Hey, Mary, if you do bust it out tonight, you're inspired by us. Please send us a message on Instagram at the Novos _.
I will.
Send us a photo of your culinary.
Send us a photo of the food you cook.
I love it. Thank you, Mary. I can't believe that. When I bought my first air fryer, I used it every single day for like a month.
Meg, you're actually in shock. You could knock you over with a feather right now.
How can you own an air fryer and not use it? It blows my mind.
Well, obviously, Mary has pulled it off.
Yeah. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Shock celebrity wedding over the weekend. Also, two scary incident in New York for Taylor Swift. I'll tell you the details.
All right, we'll get it next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, Jackson, a scary moment for Taylor Swift over the weekend.
Yeah, so this has been happening over the last couple of months. A man's been arrested and he's now facing charges of stalking because he tried to get into Taylor Swift's apartment. Apparently he did 3 months ago.
Jesus!
Yeah, so like he gained access with an unlocked door. Now, if you're Taylor Swift, why are you leaving the door unlocked? Especially when you live on street level in New York City.
She'd have like security, surely.
You would assume so. Anyway, also too, the reason he's been arrested is because he got caught at the door making threats through an intercom, saying that he was going to harm her if she wouldn't date him.
Oh my God, yeah,
so
okay.
Creepy.
You know what? Mentally, there's probably something not 100% there. You know, obviously, he's still going through the courts and whatnot, but if he can get some help, that would be nice. Really scary for
Pretty
Taylor Swift.
Scary, right? Also, too, interesting that, she didn't have security around her.
I think there's this, like, what they're talking about there, there's, like, a front door and then you're into, like, a small little room before you can get through into the main house.
Okay.
Well, they're saying that he had contact with her for an undisclosed amount of time. So
that could be just through the intercom, though.
Potentially.
Because I know, like, in New York, they do have a lot of, like, big buildings. They've got, like, a little, like, it's a tiny little room.
It's like an alcove.
Yeah, that you can enter. It's where you leave packages and stuff, basically.
Yeah.
We will get more details from the court docs, but remember when this happened to the Queen? I mean, like, she had someone sitting at the end of her bed.
That's right.
You know?
It's
not uncommon. How scary. Something that's not so scary, I guess, or I hope not. Lindsay Lohan got married over the weekend.
What?
No.
Did you hear about this? Yeah.
No.
This is how she celebrated her 36th birthday. By getting married.
Cute. I didn't even know she was dating someone.
Her rep says, I can confirm she is married, and she says she's the luckiest woman in the world.
So who was she? Who was? Nice. So who's the new
husband?
Name? Could be wife. I'm not too sure.
No, it's a husband. His last name's Shamus. He's like super rich as well.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, I'm waiting for the photos of this to come out because I want to see what she looks like in a wedding dress.
Well, she looks great. I haven't seen the photos of the wedding, but she looks amazing at the moment. I reckon we're getting a career revamp.
Oh,
because she did those ads for the fitness company for the Super Bowl. They said that was the kickoff. She also doing some Netflix films as well. So good on Lindsay. She's not on The Masked Singer anymore, though.
Revamping it, but then again, who is on The Masked Singer anymore?
That's true. They all quit.
Who's the only one? There's only one person left. I think it's Dave Hughes.
Dave Hughes, but he'd attach himself to anything, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So you've got Dave Hughes and I think Abby Chatfield.
Ugh.
As well.
Yeah. None of it's
no, I'll give it a yes.
So the husband.
He's a good looking guy.
Oh, wow. They look cute together, don't they?
Do we think it's going to last?
I think she's.
I think she's at a different stage of her life now. I think party girl Lindsay is in the past.
Yeah.
I think Lindsay deserves an apology from everyone. Just FYI.
We weren't very nice to her.
No, we were pretty mean.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I think she's at a good stage of her life right now.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see if it'll
last. Best of luck, Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly.
Best of luck. Thank you very much. Going to head to the Hunter's 100% local newsroom next. And remember, Cash Tracks has started for the day. We've already played your first one. If you weren't listening at 8 o'clock this morning, I apologise. Because we've already played it. But if you keep it locked on UFM all day long, those Cash Tracks are worth $105. You've got to write them all down. We'll open the lines after 4 o'clock this afternoon. In the meantime, though, 8:24. Good morning.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jagerbomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as UFM.
And straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson.
Yo, with the weekend.
Oh. It's Daft Punk.
Yes. Yeah, Daft Punk as well. I always feel bad listening to The Weeknd on a Monday.
Oh, no. Makes me horrible.
Avril Lavigne.
She's recreated the album cover for this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the same spot. Because okay. It's 20 years since Let Go was released. Oh, I love it.
Well, I did see that she very funnily referred to those rumours about her being replaced with a clone. Did you see that?
Yes.
She must be coming back with some sort of new album or something.
Oh, she dropped a new album in February.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Mate, I've been obsessed with it. Don't worry about that.
Sorry, Avril. Lizzo as well.
Sorry, not sorry.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music after 9 o'clock this morning.
New service, Meg, that's available.
Yeah.
It's called Save My Ink Forever. Now, what this is, it allows people to preserve their tattoos after they pass away.
Okay,
so say you've got like a lucky dragon on your leg or something.
So, like, is this like embalming for when you die in you're in a coffin or something?
Sort of. Kind of like, it's like they take the tattoo off on the skin and pop it in a frame.
Oh, they remove it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So I wanted to sort of get your thoughts on this and just have a bit of a discussion about it.
Okay.
Because I don't have any tattoos or anything.
No.
So, but I don't know why. I don't think I'm not against this.
You're weird.
I think it's unusual, but I don't find it that weird. I'm not against it. So we're going to just have a little debate about this.
I'm just going to put it out there. You're weird. All right, we'll get into it next. The Novos. My heart just like
a tattoo. So, a new service available where you can basically have your tattoos removed from once you passed away and preserved. And I don't have any tattoos at all, and I never plan to get any because, personally, I just don't like it on me.
Yeah.
But I actually like looking at them on other people.
Okay, that's interesting.
I find it fascinating, especially when it's quite artistic and well done.
A lot of people are very much, they don't like tattoos in general, not on themselves and not on other people. Mm. But you're like, no, I like it on
someone else.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Yeah, I think some of the artwork is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a lover of art, all different, you know, ways, shapes and forms. So I'm not really against this. They sort of like dry it out in a special way and then they frame it. And you can keep it and hang it on the wall.
See, I love it. I love tattoos. Mm. Don't get me wrong.
So you've got tattoos,
I've got tattoos.
Right?
I've got two. I've got one, largest one on my back and one on my ankle. I don't know how I'd feel about it having carved off my skin and then put in a frame.
Yeah, but once you already passed away, like, you're not using that skin anymore anyway.
That's true. So, it's
a very pragmatic way of thinking of it.
So my sister, for example, she's got really cool tattoos. Like, one of the ones I love, she's got a kookaburra.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. Honest to God, I couldn't have that in a frame.
Mm.
I don't know. And it's strange because I'm more than happy to have someone's ashes next to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about ashes?
Yeah.
This brings this up. And I think I'd prefer the tattoo. At least it's a bit artistic and you can enjoy it on the wall.
I'm not going to lie. The whole idea of this gives me the ick.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I mean, I think it's a service that's starting to get quite big overseas. Like, America's where it started, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's ways to do it in different places in different parts of the world, and it's a growing thing. And there's like some of them look amazing because you imagine like the big tigers and stuff or the Japanese style artwork. I'm fascinated by it. I don't know, is that weird?
Well, to a degree, it is just like art.
That's what it is.
It's just art that's on someone's skin, and then they're, you know, the thing I think that creeps me out the most is because it's akin to me to like animal skins. You know how people have them as rugs?
Yeah.
The whole idea of that kind of reminds me of that. And I'm not a fan of animal skin rugs at all.
I think that's a bit different, though, because often they're, like, hunted and stuff, whereas this is just, well, after you pass away. Like,
yeah.
But I guess that feeds in my philosophy of, you know, when I die, I don't really, everyone can have all the organs they need and everything. I don't really have any need for any of it.
Mm.
But, I don't know. It's an interesting one, and it'll be interesting to see if this comes to Australia because it's become massive overseas.
It will. You know what?
Guarantee
it'll become a thing.
Tattoo culture is big here.
Crevo, you're more than welcome to have my back tattoo when you want.
I don't know.
It's all yours.
I don't know if I want that.
Well, it's an individual piece of art. Nobody's got this tattoo.
Well, that is true.
Novos.
And our food drive has kicked off. We're basically, our goal is to stock all of these free pantries right across Newcastle and the Hunter. Now, if you've got any spare cans of like non-perishables,
in-date stuff,
in-date stuff. Like maybe you got some packet of chips there that the kids haven't eaten throughout the school term.
Yeah,
come drop them off.
Yeah, just come to the New FM studios. Just Google Maps on Google Maps. Search New FM studios. We're easy to find here in Sandgate. Got a big box in reception for you to put stuff into, and then Meg and I are going to drive around to these food pantries and drop the stuff off because so many people are doing it tough right now in the Hunter.
What I love in particular about these food pantries is I know when you're struggling, you have. Sometimes you've got an issue with your pride and you don't want to go to a service to get help. These free pantries, they're just little cupboards located in random places and people stock them with food. You can go there. There's no judgment.
It's discreet.
And it's just, look, you don't have to worry. To be fair, you don't have to worry about your pride. Everyone's struggling at the moment. But these ones, it makes me really happy that someone can just go there, grab something to eat, to have for dinner, and leave.
Yeah.
And no one's going to try to worry about. Yeah. No stress.
No questions asked. It's just about getting people what they need right now. And it's already been so heartwarming how generous people have been. Like, the fact that Novocastrians get behind each other and help when times are tough, which they are right now. Like, the price of food and stuff is so high.
When you mix everything in, the rent.
Yeah, rent.
Fuel.
Rent are crazy.
Bills,
right now.
Electricity. Wow, electricity.
Yeah.
Adding food, price hikes to that, it's enough to just send someone over the edge.
One in six in Newcastle and the Hunter have in the last year had some time when they've run out of food and couldn't afford to buy more.
No. That's not good.
Like,
not
you
good
stand
at
a pub and there's 20 people around you, three of those people might have had that issue in the last year.
That's heartbreaking when you put it into that perspective. And even when you think of it that way, the way I see it is a school, like a classroom. Mm. There's probably, if there's 30 kids in a class, five of them struggling
to have
a meal.
At some point, haven't been able to afford food.
And that is heartbreaking. That's why we want to do this. We want to stock these free pantries. So if you can get behind us, as Crevo just said, come drop them off. Drop anything you've got off to our Sandgate studios and we're going to distribute them. Today, I think we're heading out to Stockton.
Yep, we're going to drop some stuff there.
Yep, so we've had a quick look in the box earlier today, actually, and there's lots of baked beans, there's noodles, there's some treats in there, some chocolates as well to try and brighten someone's day, which makes me really, really happy. Even a lot of sanitary products as well, which is great. So thank you to everyone across Newcastle and the Hunter for getting behind this food drive. It really means a lot and you're helping people.
We're going to do it all week as well. So right up till Friday, if you keep dropping the stuff off, Meg and I will keep distributing it.
As long as it keeps coming, we'll keep dropping it off.
Exactly.
100%. Well, thank you very much. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Have a great Monday.
See ya.
Bye.